Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Breakfast with a Blackhawk. We'll have a listener question in just a second, but the mom trip is on, and Nick Schmaltz and his mom, Lisa.
You mean the mom trip?
The mom trip, as Coach Q called it. Let's go to Nick first. Morning, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nice to have you along. What's it like having mom on the road with you?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Haven't really gone on a trip with her in a while, and it's cool that she gets to see what goes on the road trip and having her along and being able to meet other players and moms is pretty cool. So hopefully we have a good trip and enjoy this one.
And does she advise, she have tips for you? Like, you got to skate faster. You got to be in this spot. I don't like this look of your shot. Is she helping you out?
No, she stays pretty quiet. I don't know. We don't really talk much hockey. I'm enjoying the trip and enjoying her company.
She's just a cheerleader, which is great. Let's meet Lisa. Lisa Schmaltz joins us now. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for being on. You got a whole family of athletes. Your daughter plays volleyball. Where, at Kentucky?
At Kentucky, yep.
And your son, Jordan, terrific hockey player as well?
Yep, it's been fun.
So this is an opportunity for you to see Nick on the road and see what he's really up to.
Yes. So it's a fun opportunity, and I'm just happy that they put on this trip, and it's unbelievable.
I know it just sort of started, but have you had a chance to meet most of the other moms?
Yeah, last night we had a dinner and then, hung out for a while after that, so it's been fun.
Who would you say you could pal around with? Like, which of the other moms did you really enjoy?
Well, last night at our table it was Ryan Hartman's mom,
okay,
and John Hayden, so we were kind of hanging out.
All right, Nick, of those two dudes, who do you want your mom to be friends with more?
probably both of them. Those are probably my two guys I hang out with the most.
There you go. There you go.
Worked out perfect.
I tell you, the Blackhawks don't miss a trick. I'm sure they're taking care of you first class, but they know the guys and who the guys hang with, and they want you to meet their moms. I'm sure that's why they sat you together.
Yeah, no, we actually chose our seats that night.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, Lisa, do you know what the agenda is? What are you guys going to do for fun?
Well, today we are going on a bus tour of Philadelphia, mm-hmm, this afternoon, so that should be fun, get to see all the sites.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow in Raleigh, it's another a tour as well, the city and lunch. And
yeah, it's a historic city as well. Yeah. Your favorite hockey memory so far of Nick, who's just at the beginning here, but I mean, what's your favorite hockey memory that when you brag about Nick, what's the story you like to tell?
Oh gosh, there's so many of just Blackhawks or the,
no, whatever, the Green Bay Gamblers, wherever he was.
I think, well, two things. One, and they both involve the national championship. And the first one was the semifinal game when he scored that game-winning goal to get him into the championship. And then
this is at North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota. And then them winning the national championship was just unbelievable. And it was such a great experience. I'll never forget that.
Well, that's sweet. It's a good story. Dave, say hi to Lisa.
Lisa, good morning. So, and maybe Nick could chime in on this too. How are you? And when you're in the stands, are you a parent who can sit there quietly and sort of reserved, and if there's a call that you don't necessarily agree with, you're kind of quiet, or do you get up, do you yell and scream and yell at the refs?
Oh, no, I'm quiet. No, I wouldn't say anything. Inside I might be, but I'll never say it.
How about when he was a little guy, though?
No. I think I've been pretty quiet, yeah.
Nick, Coach Q's on with me every week here on the show, and would you be cool if Lisa went up to Coach Q on the trip and said, I think Nick needs some more minutes?
Probably not.
Probably wouldn't be helpful, would it, Nick?
No.
Well, Lisa, it's great to meet you. Stand by for a second. Nick, let's talk a little bit about the team. What do you guys need to do to get going to score more?
I don't know. I think we're creating a lot of chances. Pucks aren't just going in. I think we got to get to the net a little bit more, find a few dirty goals and get more traffic, get second chances. And I think if we get a few of those, then, you know, plays will start opening up. And I don't know. I think maybe we get one big game where we kind of break out, and then we'll go from there.
That's what I think. That 10-1, I remember I was worried the night you guys opened it was 10-1. I said, save some of these. We could use them now, Dave.
Right. And Nick had a huge game on opening night, couple of goals and an assist. And those have been a little fewer since then. So what do the coaches say to you, Nick, when you're having trouble finding the net? Or, and it's not just you. I mean, it's been pretty much team-wide. How do they tell you and kind of keep your spirits up?
I don't know. I think we talk about holding on to the puck more, spending more time with the puck. I think there's a lot of plays to be made out there where we're just kind of throwing it away and not holding on to it. And, you know, we got a lot of skill on this team. So I think the more we have the puck, the more opportunities we're going to get. So just that comfortability level of not being afraid to make a play. I think we can work on that a little bit more. And, you know, I think our skill will take over if we kind of settle down a little bit.
Couple of changes in the lines tonight with Sharp and Kane and Taves on the top line. So you're like the middle guy in terms of age on your line at age 21, because you have that old guy Ryan Hartman, mm-hmm. And then Alex DeBrinket,
the punk kid.
Yeah, the kid. So is he kind of look up to you now as one of the veterans? Did he seek any kind of counsel?
Nick Schmaltz, crusty vet.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I know it's hard. And, he's so young and coming into the league with all these established veterans. And, you know, we try to hang out with him on the road. And at home, too, we try to include him in everything just so he's not sitting by himself at his apartment or whatever. But, you know, we all get along pretty well, and he's a good kid, so it's fun having him, and he's been a great player for us so far.
Well, we got a question from a listener in the MB Financial Bank Breakfast with the Blackhawk. And Lisa, you may be able to chime in on this. Nick, do you have any non-hockey-related hobbies that you love?
I love playing Xbox. The new Call of Duty just came out. So.
Oh, yeah. Mom, are you good at Call of Duty? Did Lisa hang up on us? We got a phone line, bro. Well, listen, Nick, thank you for doing this. And when you see Jay Blunk's mom, give her a hug from the show here. But you guys have a great time on the road. And Lisa, thank you as well.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. You guys have a great trip. Hold the line. I don't, hold on one second here. Stand by while I turn everything off. I don't know what happened. I think Lisa may have had a better offer.
It's possible. She's hanging out with Ryan Hartman's mom and John Hayden's mom. By the way, the Blackhawks chairman, Rocky Wirtz, mm-hmm. present CEO John McDonough, and Mayor Emanuel are going to tour the new MB Ice Arena Chicago Blackhawks community rink this morning.
Oh, good.
And check that out. Yeah.
Do you think at any point Lisa was looking at Nick and making that clap, clap, clap thing with her hand? Like, hey, if this guy ever stops yapping, we can get on with our day.
Yeah, but was that directed at you or me?
I think it was me, yeah. MB Financial Bank, thank you for Breakfast with a Blackhawk.